Hey, everybody, it's Sophie. It's Boo Mama.
Hey, it's Melanie. It's Big Mama.
All right, so you were just telling me that.
Well, I went and did a little shopping this morning, yes. Mainly because I'd ordered. So we're just going to start with this story. So
you know what? I didn't even preface it. I wasn't even like, hey, so today we're going to talk about this. I was ready to hear. Like, I felt I stopped you before there was a detail, and I was ready to hear.
It doesn't even matter. That's what we do, right? Mm-hmm. It's not right. Like, here's our agenda for the day. Because you know what? We don't know our agenda.
That's right. No, we hadn't talked one bit about what are we going to talk about.
Nope.
What's in store? None of that.
Nope. We have no plans. So I ran out this morning because I had ordered this tunic from Free People. And I ordered it in the mail. And so it came in, and I had tried it on at the Free People in Houston. And I had tried it on in the opal color, which is like a cream color.
Okay.
And I tried it on, and I really liked it, and I kept thinking about it, which, you know, that's my sign. If I keep thinking about it, that may mean that I really need it. So I kept thinking about it, and then I went online because I thought, well, I'll just order it. And when I went online, they had it in like what appeared to be kind of a burgundy-ish red color.
Oh, yes.
And I thought, oh, I like that better. Like, I like that color better. Well, I got it in, and it's pretty, but it's not as, the color's more muted than what it appeared to be online. And so I felt like I just wanted to go look around in person in Free People and see if there was anything I liked better.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I had it in my car. I was ready to return it if need be, but I think now I've decided that I do like it after all. So
you've committed.
So I've committed to it. Well, and they didn't have it in the store. They didn't have it in our Free People store. And my thing is the opal color is really pretty. It's like a cream color. But I feel like I've got a lot of washed out cream color. I felt like I needed a color.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm going to commit to the red, even though it's not as red. But all that to say, while I was in Free People, I ran across, because you were just talking about some booties, and
yes,
we were talking about how I ran across something, and I'm looking on there. I ran across a tunic called the We the Free Marigold Tunic at Free People.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I bought that in the oatmeal color, and it's just like it's a waffle knit. It's like I love a waffle knit, but
yes,
it's like a lightweight waffle knit, and it's V-neck, and it comes in like gray or this oatmeal color. And it's super long and drapey, like you could totally wear it with leggings. And it feels like a pajama top. And it may be my favorite thing I've bought.
Oh, that sounds delightful.
Yeah, it's delightful. I will say that it runs, here's what y'all need to know. If you go look for the We the Free Marigold Tunic, which I'll put it on Fashion Friday this week too. But if you go look for it, it runs super big. So like I got the extra small. And normally in stuff like that, I would never get an extra small because I like that stuff to fit big. So just know, order a size or two down.
Okay. Well, I will include that link
in
my fancy show notes that I like to put together. Yes.
Well, you've really taken it up a notch or two with all the links.
Well,
so,
you know, I figured after 8 years, maybe let's add a link or two. Let's make it really extra fancy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so people can easily find. So anyway, so We the Free, the Marigold Tunic, if you're looking for just a super cute, and here's the thing, is it's a little pricey for what is essentially a waffle knit tunic. I'm just going to throw that out there. It's the kind of, full disclosure. But I will say, here's what happens at Free People, too. If anything's under $100, you're like, well, that's a bargain. I ought to buy two of those because it's so cheap.
Right.
They lull you in because their prices are so high with everything else. But it is the kind of thing I will throw on and wear it all winter long. So I'm like, I'll get so much more wear out of that than even the other tunic that I was really going to take back and decided not to take back.
So you really got two tunics is what you're saying.
I'm really saying I ended up with two tunics. I went to go return a tunic and not only kept the original, but also bought an additional one.
I'm looking up this tunic, by the way, right now.
The Free Marigold Tunic.
Yes, I am.
It's super cute.
Okay.
The model in the picture is wearing like a weird hat, but don't let that.
Okay. Let's talk about hats that is so cute.
Isn't it cute?
Yes.
I think you would really enjoy it as well.
I believe I would. And you know, I don't mind. They say it's black. It looks more gray.
It's for sure a charcoal gray.
That is really cute.
Yeah. And it's so soft. I can't even tell you. It's so soft. And it's kind of the perfect weight because it's thin enough that you could wear like a layering drapey sweater over it. You know what I mean? Or just for our winters when it's a little milder, it's just, it's a nice cozy warm without being overbearing.
Okay. That is really cute.
Yeah. Okay. I was really excited about it.
What are the dogs up to over there?
They're wrestling. I know. I'm sorry.
No, it's fine.
You know, this is normally, as you know, the time of day we go to the dog park.
And so
we normally, and I can't let them out in the backyard unsupervised right now because we're trying to let our grass grow. And so Perry won't let me because if they TT on the grass, we're supposed to immediately hose it off.
Oh, that's not high maintenance at all.
No. So I can't just let them out in the backyard. So they're real wound up, but I'm hoping they'll settle down here in a minute. But they, because we'll go to the dog park after this. But,
okay.
And I told them that, but they don't seem to understand that as soon as I'm done with this podcast, we're going.
To the dog park.
To the dog park where they can see their friend Stella.
I was going to say, you said Stella was there yesterday.
Yeah, Stella was there yesterday. And I laughed because even Stella's mom was like, oh, Stella, look, it's Piper and Mabel. It's your friends. And they're all like real excited to see each other. And I thought, well, I've become this person.
What kind of dog is Stella?
She's a black lab.
Okay.
But we figured out they're all about the same age. So we said they're all kind of toddlers.
Oh, they are. Bless them.
But they're equally all obnoxious, which is why I think they like each other, because they just kind of harass the little smaller dogs that may be there.
Well, I long for a dog park. Listen, I think Hazel would love a dog park, but we don't have one.
Listen, I don't know what I did without the dog park. It really is. I mean, as you know, I'm there all the time.
Yes, I do know. Yes.
It's my home away from home. But it's our saving grace. It really is. I don't know how we survived last winter not having a dog park.
Now, on the days when you don't talk to me when you're at the dog park, like a lot of days, so that's when we talk is when you go to the dog park.
Yeah.
What do you do?
Well, I have my phone and then I'll walk laps. There's like a track, kind of like a gravel track. So I'll just walk sometimes I'll visit with my other dog owner friends because I've made friends with different people that are there. At the same time. So it just kind of depends on the day and who all's there.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, was it Piper that stole the sandwich last week?
Yeah, Piper stole somebody's sandwich last week. That was awkward. That lady hadn't been back.
Okay. Okay. I was wondering if that was a regular or if that was a friend or...
No, that was somebody I'd never seen. So
She hadn't
been back. And Gully will tell you, Gully gets real tickled at me because I get real protective of the dog park. She's like, for all that you're not a rule follower in so many aspects of life, I'm so quick to say, well, and they just did this at the dog park, and that's against the rule. I get real. I need everybody to follow the rules at the dog park.
Uh-huh. So, what are the rules at the dog park?
Well, you've got to pick up your poop. You got to pick up poop, first of all. Mm-hmm. So, and I mean, I realize every now and then maybe they're going to poop and you're not going to see it happen, but you need to keep an eye on that kind of stuff.
Right,
you know what
right.
I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just as sorry. They're just playing chase all through the house. So that, and then you've got to bring your dogs in on a leash, which technically I do not bring my dogs in on a leash.
Right.
So I am breaking that rule, but they do have their...
Clearly, that's not an important rule. That's not an important... That's one of the rules that's not important.
But I do have their shock collars on them, so I still have control over them. But if I put them on a leash and tried to contain them, they'd rip my arm out of the socket.
Right, right, right.
So that's it. So anyway, those are some of the rules. If you see anybody like TT or Poo Poo in the tank, you have to immediately like sweep that out and report it. Just that kind of stuff, you know.
So there's an attendant at the dog park.
Well, no, there's not. But I don't know who you're supposed to report it to. Just says report it.
But it's a rule.
It's a rule. It's a rule. Mm-hmm. So anyway, so that's that. So what's going on with you now that we've talked? My crazy dog park story.
Nothing. I just, what is going on? You know, I was in Mississippi, like, just through Sunday. So I've kind of been in catch-up mode. Since then, we have what may or may not be our final football game of the season tonight.
Okay.
Once again, the two teams from Alex's school have to face off
In
the playoffs. Yeah.
Big rivalry.
Yeah. And they beat us last time, I don't know, like maybe 38-6 or something like that.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So So I would say, you know, we can be optimistic. We can say, you know, anything can happen. But anyway, but I'm gonna tell you this. Last night I picked Alex up from practice, and this is what I said. When and if you play your final game tomorrow night, maybe it's not your final game, maybe we continue to play, but whenever that game is over, we're going to take these cleats.
Yes.
And we're going to burn them. We're going to burn and light them on fire. I'm here to tell you, like, I could barely, the aroma last night coming off of him and those cleats, and it had been super humid. It had been raining. They had, you know, been practicing and all that kind of stuff. It gave me a headache. Like it's something.
They're just terrible. I mean, they're just terrible. Caroline got in the car the other night at her, and the soccer fields are way out, and they've just got porta potties out there. And she was like, Mom, I've got to go to the bathroom. She said, and I was like, you've got to go in the porta potty. She said, yes, I can't make it to wherever, because you were kind of isolated. And so I was like, okay. I was like, that's fine. And we pulled up, and I thought, God, I can smell that porta potty from inside my car. And then I realized, like, no, that's her cleats I'm smelling, not the porta potty. Like, it's just awful. It is just terrible.
So we're gonna set those on fire.
Yes. You have a cleat burning.
We're gonna have a cleat burning. And that's gonna be something else. Like I cannot express to you. So that's it. So we have that football game tonight, and then we'll see where the rest of the season takes us.
Gotcha. Okay.
Or if we're just home.
Yeah. See what happens. Mm-hmm. See what happens.
I will say, it feels like this football season has been about 9 months long.
Yes. Yeah.
I don't know what it is. It's something about getting home and then, I mean, I can't even, why am I even complaining? Like, with one child, some of y'all, I know, listen, have like, I don't know, nine, and they're all involved in an activity. I don't know how people do it. I really don't.
No, I don't either. I feel like if I had more than one child, I would just say, here's the deal. We're going to have tryouts in the backyard. Whoever's the most athletic is the one that gets to play.
That's right.
So y'all get in a circle. Whoever can run the fastest is who gets to be on the soccer team. Everybody else, you're going to have to pick something else. Pick something that somebody can come to our house and teach you to.
It's like, you know, you just, it's, and maybe too, it's because, I don't know, just our schedule has been a little crazy this fall, but I feel like it's the getting home and then having to get back out. And then like last night when it's dark and you're getting out to drop off to a dark practice, there's something about that that's weird and wrong to me.
Yeah. I thought that's so funny. I thought that too. Cause I thought, wow, this is like a whole deal. Like now that soccer practice is starting and it's already dark outside.
Yes.
Like that just feels weird. And Caroline, and I don't know about Alex, like, she's right at the cutoff. Like next year, like this year, we've got the 6 to 7:30 practice. But like next year, she's officially a big kid, which means her practice becomes the 7:30 to 9 practice.
Oh no!
And that's enough to put me in the bed.
Well, I mean, it should, because I'm telling you.
That's enough for me to want to check into Uber and see if we can just get her Ubered out to practice and Ubered back home.
I know. Just give her some keys and show her what to do and say, just go real slow.
Like
just,
exactly.
Yeah, because we have the late game tonight, and that late game is at 7:45, I think, which means it's going, I mean,
yeah,
I can't imagine doing that 3 nights a week, going to practice that late.
I know. I don't know. I mean, that's just, yeah, I can't even think about it. I'm like, we'll cross that bridge when we come to it. But there's also a whole thing. What I'm holding out hope for is they may be readjusting the way they configure your age, what age group you play with for soccer. Because right now it doesn't go calendar year. It goes like July to June, which doesn't make any sense. But they may be, which may mean since she's young for her age or young for her grade, we may still fall at least one more year in the earlier. That's what I'm hoping for.
Well, I hope so too. I will join you in prayer for that.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that. Mm-hmm. I appreciate that. So anyway.
Okay, but, so how are you doing with your Aggies?
Well, I feel like, I feel pretty, you know, I mean, I was just despondent.
You were as low as I've ever seen you.
I was just, I felt like 10 quarters without a touchdown just felt like I don't even understand what's going on, you know, like, and you know, I love Kevin Sumlin. And so, It grieves me because here's the thing is I like to get on the message boards, but I start to feel very protective of Coach Sumlin.
Yes.
Where I'm going to say, y'all need to back off him. Mm-hmm, like, mm-hmm. I think he's doing the best he can, and I don't know what all's going on, but we need to blame somebody else, not him.
Right, right.
So I've been real despondent. I feel cautiously optimistic after this week because Kyler Murray had a very promising start as a true freshman, but I also think that he did very well against a defense that has not really been highly touted as being one of your better defenses.
Right.
So, I mean, we'll see how we do against Auburn because I feel like Auburn is the kind of team, even though they're kind of at a low point, I think they're getting better each week.
I do too. I thought that watching the Auburn-Ole Miss game this last week, I thought they're so much better than they were at the beginning of the season.
Yeah, I feel like they've kind of come into their own because you think they went to like, what, four overtimes with Arkansas and then they could have beat Ole Miss. And so I feel like they're really – and so I'm like, it almost feels like this could be the week that they really come into their own. And so we'll see how A&M holds up against that. And then if we do pretty well against Auburn, I'll feel even more cautiously optimistic. But then we have kind of two cupcake teams before we play LSU, which
okay. –
So, what about you? What about the Bulldogs? Because they've had some good outings.
I know. I feel like they're getting better every week. I feel like they look more like the team that we thought they would be. I feel like they look more like that team against Kentucky. I don't know how fair that is, though, to gauge, like, what that means big picture. Because, you know, I don't know. So, but we'll see. I feel like Dak's playing more like Dak. I feel like they've kind of freed him up to do that. And I feel like they kind of have nothing to lose.
Yeah.
So I feel like at least they'll be loose. I don't think they'll be.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I would, I can't even say it, but that team from Tuscaloosa.
Yes.
I wouldn't mind maybe, you know, having some success there.
Yes, that would be nice. And y'all play them at Mississippi State this year,
correct?
Yes, we're
in Starkville.
Yes. So that's always a good thing, too.
Mm-hmm. That should be lively.
Okay.
And in the Lord's providence, I'm speaking right outside of Starkville that Friday night. And in the Lord's providence, I found out a couple of weeks ago that they had to get me the hotel room for my speaking thing for two nights because there's a two-night minimum for home game weekend. So in the Lord's providence...
Yes, do an MA, immeasurably more than you could ask or imagine.
Yeah, I'm going to be right there. So,
that is delightful.
Yeah, and I've got to write that weekend. Like, I can't just, like, you know, devote all my time and energy. And I had originally planned to go and then said, no, I'm not going. But now I feel like it's almost like the Lord wants me to be there.
Well, absolutely he does. Mm-hmm. Absolutely he does. And here's the thing that I always think. Yes, there's a chance that, but what would you not give? Wouldn't you even not mind telling your editor this book is going to be 2 weeks late if you were to get to see the Bulldogs beat Alabama?
I would rather the book be late and see the Bulldogs beat Alabama.
Absolutely.
So
absolutely.
Anyway, I don't know. I think they're a good team. I just think that there are certainly better teams this year.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
I think it's just so hard week to week. You know what I mean? Because it's like y'all had to play LSU right out of the gate, which I think is so hard. And then you look at LSU, and they really haven't had a super tough challenge yet. You know, like
And I think too, we lost to them right at the end, like by 2 points.
Yeah.
And I think I think about those 2 points sometimes, and I could cry.
I could
have kicked a field goal. Like
I know.
Anyway.
I know.
That's sad.
I think about, you know, the Alabama game haunts me where I think if we hadn't given them 21 points, what could have been? You know what I mean? Like, but we basically gave them 21 points in turnovers, and that just kills me. I'm okay with losing when I feel like, you know what, we did the best we could have done and we were just outplayed. But sometimes you just think it was a mistake laden. But I'm sure Nick Saban is losing sleep over that Ole Miss game because don't you know he wants that sucker back?
Oh, yeah. I bet he'd love to have that back.
Yeah.
So I feel like we've got LSU and Ole Miss. You know, I think that'll be a good one.
Well, and LSU and Alabama play tonight, this Saturday? Right? Isn't it Saturday night?
Is that Saturday? Yeah, it is because I saw the hype video last night.
Yeah.
So I feel like those two games, LSU and Ole Miss and LSU and Alabama, I feel like those are kind of the big, that's going to determine the way that the West Championship goes, I think.
That's what I think. I think if LSU can beat Alabama Saturday night, I think they run the table, and I think they end up in the playoffs.
Well, you know, I love the Tigers. You know how I feel about the Tigers.
I do, too.
So,
I do, because I don't think, I mean, I don't mean to be a naysayer, and don't get me wrong, I would love to see the Aggies beat them, but I just don't know that in Death Valley, I don't know that our team has, and they're going to have kind of a vendetta against us because we stole their defensive coordinator, and I don't know how all that's going to play out, is what I'm saying.
That's going to be hard, I bet, for him to go back.
That's what I think. You know what I mean? Like, and I kind of have to say, and this feels, but I felt bad for him when our offense laid an egg for two games in a row where I thought he has openly said, like, he, part of the reason he came to A&M is we had the offense and he wanted to be at a school that could, like, have that kind of offense because he knew with his defense we could win championships. And I'm not saying that we can't, but I thought, is he looking and going, well, this team has not scored a touchdown in 10 quarters of football. Like, you know, is there a little bit of like, hey, what's happening? And I don't know. Maybe he's – listen, maybe they all know something we don't know.
Maybe they do. Maybe they do. They probably do.
I don't know. I'm just saying that sometimes I put myself in everybody else's shoes and I think about how they might feel in various situations. But, yeah, I do think – because he was there for a long time.
I know. I think that – I just think that would be tough. Or, yeah. I don't know. Maybe it's fun. Who knows?
Yeah. Maybe he doesn't care. Maybe he's like – maybe he's glad he left. I don't know.
I'd be sad, I think.
I know. Well, I do, you know, I do like LSU. Les Miles is my, I mean, he's like my, I don't know, I don't want to call him my coach crush, but he is a coach that is near and dear to my heart.
Yes, he's like a little unicorn. He's like the little unicorn of the SEC. I just, I don't know. In the hype video I saw yesterday, he was giving some pep talk and I was like, I am so curious to see if all these words actually go together. Like, I can't wait to see, like, do all these words belong together? Or is he about to use some words in some new and inventive ways? And I can learn from that. I don't know.
Yeah, well, did you see, was it Saturday Down South? Somebody did. It was like, it was a Halloween thing, and it was about Les Miles, but it was like quotes about, it's like Les Miles tells you about Halloween, and it's like they used quotes that he's actually used. Like, they put him kind of out of context, but it was things that he had actually said.
I know, I did not see this.
Oh, I've got to find it. We can put it on our fancy link, because it just cracked me up, because I was like, yeah, that's just him. That's just, and because it's stuff, and it, none of, and so much of it, you're like, well, that makes no sense at all. You know, it
makes.
I love
him. Are you there? Hello?
Oh.
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, you cut out for a second. I didn't know what was happening.
I don't know what was happening either. Well, I'm back.
Okay.
I'm back. Okay.
Welcome. Welcome back.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you. I'm so happy to be back. So happy to be here with y'all today.
That was harrowing.
Now, I'm going to tell you, speaking of harrowing, let me tell you what else I did while I was out at the mall today. So while I was in the Free People dressing room, I had one of those epiphanies that sometimes maybe some of us have had, where I looked at myself in my bra and my jeans, and I thought, this undergarment situation is not really acceptable. This is not an acceptable situation. Mm-hmm. And so I went to Nordstrom in search of some bras.
And tell me, like, what did you come up with? Anything?
Well, I bought three. I got three.
Like, I'm fixing, you need to know I'm about to get on Nordstrom.com so I can see what we got going on here.
I bought three. Here's what I will say. I don't know. I bought three different kinds because I just feel like, and I'm also in an, I also am in the midst of an underwear crisis too.
Let's overshare all the way.
I'm going to. My foundational garment situation is dire. I mean, like, it's bad. But here's the problem is that Gap used to make these underwear that I loved. And I used to buy all my underwear at Gap. And it was that thing where you could get, like, five pair for $25 or whatever. Mm-hmm. Well, they don't make the ones like I like anymore.
Okay.
And so I went and got five for $25 of this new one that they're making that's supposed to be similar. And they are not acceptable. I can't. They're not comfortable. They have a lot going on. They drive me crazy. And so I really, as I was trying on bras, because I bought some pricey bras in the back that I've never worn in the past, because I don't like the ones where, like, when you take them off, it's like you almost have to put them on a hanger because they have, like, a life of their own.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
It's like Madonna from the Vogue video.
Yeah. I don't want anything that structured.
No, I can't do that structured. And so I know that. And people always want to put me in ones that, you know, the little bra sales girls are like, try this. I'm like, no, that, because that thing looks like somebody's wearing it without, it looks like a ghost has it on. And so, I picked some out and I tried them on, but I thought, here's the problem. I have reached the age where what I want to feel like is how I feel when I'm in my pajamas and I essentially have on no undergarments, but you can't walk around and feel that way.
Yes. I was thinking a couple of nights ago about how when I was growing up and my aunt would come in, like when I would stay over at their house, and she would come in from work, the first thing she would do was to take off her bra. Like that was, and like, and you would have thought like it was the sweetest relief. Like she was so happy. Mm-hmm. And I thought, I have become that person. Like where honestly, and this is just gut level honesty. Like if Alex has a friend over on a Saturday, I'm so happy for him to have a friend.
Yes.
I'm a little bummed, really.
That I have to
put on certain things.
Yes, I so relate to that because that's where I am. Like for all those years that we traveled with Gully and her boys, when they were little bitty, it didn't matter. But like now when we're at her mom's house and we're all there, I'm like, well, I have to keep a bra on. And
oh, it's the worst. It's a terrible dilemma. So I've thought like, should I try sports bras? Should I try that? It's a terrible situation.
It's terrible. And I don't really know what to do about it. So I'm looking up online. So I'm going to tell you the first one I bought is the, I don't know how to say it right. Is it Wacol?
Yes. I don't know if that's how you say it, but I know what you're talking about.
I'm sure it's like Wasol or something. Because I did that the other day. I was like, I want to try on those Joy booties. And he was like, you mean the Joie? Like, whatever. Mm-hmm. So let's say it's Wasol or whatever, but the Halo Lace Convertible Underwire Bra.
Oh, I've got it right here on Nordstrom.com.
Okay. So it can also be turned into a racer back, which most likely I will never do, but it is comfortable. Here's what I've also learned. I can't do any kind of lace on the straps because no matter how soft that lace is,
it hurts.
It starts to itch and it makes me want to lose my mind.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that's that. And then the other two I bought were the Notori.
Uh-huh.
Which were pricier.
Yeah, they're pricey.
Okay, let me tell you which ones I bought. I got the, where is it? One is called like the cashmere, and it's super soft. But I'm not seeing it. Was it called the cashmere, or was it called, I don't know. I'm not seeing it right now.
I'm not seeing it online.
Well, I may have to go walk and look at
it. Is it the Dream Touch? No.
I think it was the Dream Touch. Hold on. But they were two different Notori ones. One was...
I would caution you against looking up the Notori Shangri-La jersey tunic pajamas. I won't tell you that this could take me down a road I don't really need to go on.
Well, and I have to say, I got so tickled at myself because I was looking around in Nordstrom and I was like, I just need a bra that's like a t-shirt comfortable bra, like a good cotton, no frills, no lace kind of bra. And I looked at this thing and I was like, oh, like there, this whole rack is like the bras that I'm looking for. And it was the maternity nursing bras.
Yes. Like, yes.
Well,
thank you.
That's where I am right now.
I'm going to tell you, I'm stuck on these pajamas.
Well, do I need to look them up?
Yeah, you do. They're way too expensive.
Okay.
But they look like heaven.
Oh.
Shangri-La jersey tunic pajamas.
Were they under lingerie sets or what?
I don't know. It came when I typed in a Tory, they popped up.
Oh, hold on.
They're in black and oh. My goodness.
Okay, I'm looking. It's not, I'm assuming it's not under sexy lingerie.
Oh, no. No, it is not.
Okay. Lingerie sets. No, I don't want lingerie sets.
Just type in Shangri-La jersey tunic pajamas in your search bar. You're welcome.
This is why you're in charge of doing the list.
I have some experience with the internet. I don't know.
Is Shangri-La, it's two words.
Yes. It has a hyphen in between.
Okay. Like, oh, now I see.
Yes.
Oh, they're on sale too.
They're not coming up on sale for, are they?
Well, the plus size is not for sale. The regular size is for sale.
I don't see.
The Naturi Shangri-La Jersey Tunic
Which
Pajama.
Which colors are showing up for you? Hey, remember that time that Melanie and Sophie did a podcast while they looked at pajamas online? That was good one.
Just the island blue is showing up for
sale. I'm saying freshwater and black.
Well, it's.
Okay, okay, I see now. Hold on.
Uh-huh.
Oh, the island blue.
The island blue.
Is on sale.
I bet those, I mean, based on this bra that I tried on, I bet they are super soft.
They didn't get a very good review. I'm gonna investigate this later on. I really
okay.
am.
Okay.
I feel like that, I mean, that's way too much to spend on pajamas, but they sure do look soft. Okay, so you got the Naturi, and then what?
So I got two different kinds of Naturis.
Okay.
One, I'm thinking, is maybe this understated t-shirt bra.
Okay.
Maybe. I don't know. I'm looking. I don't know, though. That doesn't look right. That looks awfully. No, it wasn't that one.
Okay,
hold on.
Never mind.
I know. Well, so anyway, but all that to say that it's a humbling proposition. And I feel like I'm at this thing. Here's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
I thought, so I have to get these bras and I need something. You know, I don't know what to do about my underwear. I don't know what, and it's humbling. And I would be the first to say, look, you need to spend good money. You need to spend what you need to spend on your foundational garments.
Yes.
Because it does affect the way your clothes look and how they fit and all that stuff. But it's just depressing. It's depressing to spend the money, and it's depressing to go in a dressing room and have to try all that stuff on.
Well, you know, okay, so I think I told you, like, I bought summer before last, I think. Like, or last summer, I bought those Chantel Nordstrom.
Yes, and I bought one of those.
Yes, and I have, and here's the thing. They do what I need them to do, but, like, at this point in the day, mm-hmm. I would pay cash money. Like, I would pay a significant sum of money to be able to go through the rest of my day without wearing it.
Yes, because that lace, right? It
yes.
feels soft. I got the bait and switch on that because I tried it on and I put it on and I was like, oh, this is very comfortable and this lace is really soft. But I mean, by the end of the day, I feel like I've got like mosquitoes living inside my shirt. I'm so itchy. It drives me crazy. And it looks pretty.
It does. It looks great.
Hold on. I'm walking too. I've now unplugged my computer. I'm walking into my closet because I'm just obsessed with being able to tell you what these other two are.
Well, listen, I'm like obsessed with wanting to know.
Well, like everybody's just waiting with bated breath.
Well, I don't know really what could be more interesting than listening to a podcast where people are talking about.
Color is cashmere.
Okay.
Hold on. What is the kind? A true Naturi. No, hold on. They're all tangled up. Good night. I'm trying to balance my microphone. Okay, the Naturi understated, understated suplex bra is what one is. I don't know that I see that.
I'm looking. No, I don't see it.
No, and then the other one is the true. A true Naturi.
Is this like Tori only without Dean McDermott?
It is. It can, but it can actually also be crisscrossed in the back.
You didn't hear that, did you?
Yeah, I did. I did, but I'm so focused. I'm so obsessed right now.
Listen, if I can drop Dean McDermott in the conversation and you don't respond, you are in the zone.
I mean, I'm focused.
You are focused.
Anyway, one is a true Naturi, not to be confused with true Tory.
Right.
And Dean McDermott and the other one. But anyway, so that's, I'm going to give those a try. But I bought one of each different kind because I thought hopefully what will happen is one of them will emerge victorious.
Yes.
And then I'll have incentive to go back and
get
the others because I think bras are so tricky because it's the kind of thing you can't wear them for like 3 weeks and then be like, hey, I want to return this.
No. And it really, it's only after about 3 weeks where you know, like, oh, this is not going to work for me.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. And Nordstrom, actually, I say that Nordstrom is so good about returns. They might actually let you, but it's that whole thing of, I won't be that person that brings in my used bra. Nordstrom is like, hey, this didn't work for me.
I couldn't, this didn't work out.
Yeah. Oh, here's okay. So I see this is the wireless, but I do see the understated. There's an understated wireless, but rest assured that mine contains a lot of wire.
It may be the true notori, a lot of wire.
It's a lot of wire because I feel like that's the other realization I've come to is I thought Gully and I had this whole conversation the other day where I said, I mean, I've never had more upkeep in my life in terms of that I have an eyebrow person and a hair person and I've got stuff I put on my eyelashes and I've got things I'm putting on my face and all this stuff. And here's the thing, I'm not gaining any ground. You know what I mean? It's just, it's all about, it's like trying to shovel out a hole on the beach is what you're just trying to maintain. You're just trying to stay even with where you are.
Yeah, I think that there is a certain degree of surrender
I know.
required.
Yeah, I know. So, but
Not that you
it's
quit, you don't quit fighting the good fight necessarily. I'm not saying that.
no.
But you just know, like, all your efforts may be to some degree in a little bit of vain.
It's just you're only going to get so far. I mean, you're only there's only so much that you can do.
Yeah, I when I was in home this past the last part of the week and over the weekend, I just thought, 'cause I'm just surrounded by pictures of myself when I was younger.
Yes.
And so I just kind of had those moments like, oh my gosh, like I am so old compared to I'm so old. You know, and I think when you're the
Yeah.
baby of the family, like you have this thing your whole life where you're just really young. I mean, you're just
Yeah.
really young and you're just so much younger. And yeah, I'm just
Yes.
really young. And I would say that's all come to just a screeching halt in my life. Like, you know what? I'm not as
Yeah.
young at
Yeah.
all. Maybe
No.
at heart, but that's it.
Yeah, but that's it.
And
That's
that's just a moral victory. That's not really a significant one.
Yeah, I know. That's what it is. I remember when it dawned on me, and I think I've talked about this before, but like, because when I first started, like in pharmaceutical sales, I was the young one. I was the baby. I was like 25, you know, like the whole thing. And then it dawned on me, like at some point, 10 years in, where I was like, oh, I'm not really the youngest one anymore because they brought in all these other 25-year-old girls now. I am now 33, you know, like it's a whole different deal. So, oh, okay, here it is. I just found it. It's the true
Price the
Notori.
okay.
It is the true Notori, like a true Tory, convertible underwire t-shirt bra.
Okay. I'm gonna
And it
look.
has this nice kind of band that runs under it that I feel like gives a pretty smooth, or appears that it would give a pretty smooth line.
Okay.
And it is convertible, so the straps can be worn conventionally or crisscrossed in the back. I don't know in what world I would ever
I was
crisscross
going to say, and
a
you're
strap.
going to do that
Never,
when? Okay.
never. But it does have a 5-star rating.
Well, it sure does. One person.
One person thinks it's 5-star. I don't really know what else I'd need to know.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, so.
Well, I can't wait to hear how this all pans out, what you
Well, it.
discover.
I know it's kind of, but it really was. I did not go with any intention of buying bras today, but I was in that dressing room and I thought, this is terrible. Like,
Yeah. I've
this
had
is
moments like that too.
unacceptable.
Yeah, like, well, like this is, you're in a dark spot, sister. You need to lift yourself out of it. Well, and if anybody has any suggestions for how to do that workaround when you have a you have company over and you don't have it in you to like, I
I
feel
mean,
like it's been a long week. I mean, give me a Saturday at my house with
yes, with
just
no undergarments. Yeah, without a
yes.
bra on. But I think here's the thing, is it's that whole, I mean, I guess your option would be, I guess you could say like maybe a sports bra of some kind, but I don't think sports bras are very
I don't
comfortable.
either. I bought one last fall, like expressly for wearing it around the house, and I didn't find it that comfortable.
No, I don't think they're that. I mean, to me, because I wear them, I mean, like back in the days when I used to go to Smart Bar, which if memory serves, I would wear them then. And I mean, same deal. I mean, I was like, at that point, I was like, well, I'm ready to get home and put on a normal bra. I mean, maybe there's some great something that I'm missing out on. I don't know.
Maybe we do need to just get some maternity bras. Maybe that's the answer.
God, that just feels like that would be a low, but
I know, but those are the most comfortable things.
I know. Well, that's, I'm telling you, I looked at that rack and I thought, well, these bras all look very comfortable. And I was like, well, because they're nursing and maternity bras, and that's pitiful.
So did you venture over? Did you buy any beauty products of any sort today? You covered some other ground. Did you?
I did not. I bought nary a beauty product, but I will tell you that what I have on the way to my house that I ordered online.
Oh, here we go. It's the French melons, isn't it?
It's the brightening peony.
You did remember? Order it.
Mm-hmm. I did. The Glam Glow something, because I ended up with, like, I had reward dollars or something at Sephora, and so I thought, I'm going to get that. I'm going to try that Glam Glow mask. Mm-hmm. But I don't have it yet. But I have to say, I've gone back to my frankincense and my Sheerloom.
Yes.
And I really think it... Oh, well, and I also have bought a pure vitamin A serum that...
made from some sort of like specialty moth wing or something. I feel like there's probably something very specific in there.
It's pure vitamin A. I don't know what it does, but you're supposed to rub it into your skin every morning. And so I've been putting that on my skin every morning, and I let it kind of soak in. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And then I put on my frankincense, I dab it, and then I put on my Sheerloom.
Well, listen, I just applaud your perseverance with the Sheerloom. I really do.
I know. The smell of it does not bother me. I know it just drove you crazy.
Oh, gosh. I can smell it right now.
It didn't bother me. That just goes to show smells are such a unique mm-hmm, thing. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it's not like I would be like, ooh, I would love to have a candle that smells like it.
Oh, gosh, no. Although that would be a way to keep people out of your house so you don't have to wear your bra.
No,
burn that Sheerloom candle. They'll giddy up. They'll be up.
Yeah. Whew. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But it does not bother me in terms of just putting it on my face.
Okay.
So what about you? Have you bought?
Kadoos to you, Ramona Singer. Somebody asked, by the way, at some point, either a comment or an email, why we say kadoos instead of kudos. Yeah. And it's because of Ramona Singer on The Real Housewives of New York.
Because she said it one time, but not as a joke. She said mm-hmm. it is for real.
Yeah, she said kadoos.
Kadoos to you. Mm-hmm. So.
No, you know what? I'm trying to think if I've gotten anything. I have gone back to a Lancome eye pencil.
Okay.
But that's mainly because the last one I bought was, who makes the naked palettes? Who makes those? Let's just sit here, two women in our 40s, trying to think of a proper noun.
I know. Urban Decay.
Urban Decay. Thank you. I really like, do you remember that Saturday Night Live skit about the mom translator?
Yeah.
That's me now. Like, that's honest to goodness me. Like, I know. I get Selena Gomez and Demi Lovato mixed up. I don't really know which is which. Like, I look at the magazines and the checkout line in the grocery store, and I think, well, I don't know who that is. I don't care what they're doing. Like, who I am at this point in my life.
I get it. Me too.
So I had an Urban Decay eye pencil that I'd picked up one day, because I tend to make my Sephora runs after we go to Chewy's on Sunday. I'll say, like, mm-hmm. hey, I need to run in Sephora, and Alex and David will sit in the car, and I'll run in and get what I need.
Mm-hmm.
So I ran in one time and I just needed like a brown eye pencil, and I picked it up, and I was buying one of those that neutral naked palette that I like so much, and I was like, oh, I'll just get their brown eye pencil or whatever. So I did, and it was fine, but I only realized, you know, I wore it for some like several weeks until one day I put my I think I was probably maybe putting my makeup on in the car or somewhere where there was a lot of natural light. And I realized that it had little silver glimmers in it. Like, it had like lots of.
Oh.
So I was wearing some sparkle. I was wearing a little silver sparkle.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Well, you know, just as hip and young and youthful. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I went back. I bought a Lancome. It's supposed to be waterproof, but I think I must touch my eyes a lot during the day, because nothing waterproof seems to really be waterproof on me. So I got that. I got a new powder brush that I really like. That's just the Sephora line. But besides that, I don't think I've made any big changes that I can think of.
Okay.
Same old.
I have not made any changes makeup wise. I'm still using all my same stuff.
And so I haven't done anything different skincare-wise because I feel like, you know, it's kind of all, it's all okay right now.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, good for you. Kudos to you for that.
I did realize because, okay, so, you know, I had tried that Benefit Their Real mascara, and then I quit using it because I thought it was, for some reason, it was too glumpy. Like one tube I had was too glumpy, whatever.
Uh-huh.
I tried 1,000 other ones, finally went back to it and was like, oh, I like it. But I realized, like, after a while, I thought, you know, I feel like my lashes aren't separating like they did, you know,
mm-hmm.
before. Maybe it's kind of drying out. And Amanda Jones said something on Instagram, like, hey, the waterproof, I realized it's so hard to get off. Like, I lost a bunch of eyelashes.
Oh.
Well, I realized. So I, like, got the big, like, mirror thing and looked. Listen, I didn't have an eyelash to my name in the center part of my eye. Like, not a one. I didn't have any.
Oh, no. Well, that's terrible.
I know.
God, like, talking about like digging a hole, like, in the sand.
I know.
God.
I had 4 eyelashes and then a big wide open space. And then I had like maybe 5 on the corner of my eye. Like it was, I was like, well, this is terrible.
Wow.
So I quit using it. I'm not saying it will do that for everybody. I'm just saying that apparently in my efforts to remove it.
Yes.
I have very delicate eyelashes and it pulled them away. So.
Well, and you have to be very delicate with your eye area. I mean, yes. I remember my grandmother used to always say, like, you pat, you do not rub around yes. your eye area. It's very delicate. So
I do think they've mostly grown back, or at least there's a lot more than there used to be. Like, I'm very aware of, because it actually, I think it happened, I noticed it right before Dot Mom. And I was too embarrassed to say anything because I was like, I didn't want you to like look and see that I had a big gaping hole where my eyelashes used to be.
I didn't notice.
Well,
so if I had, I would have offered you some of my Revita Lash. To help them grow back.
Yes. Well, they have grown back.
Well, good. Thank goodness.
Yeah, that's terrible.
That is terrible. That's, nobody needs that to happen,
no,
for sure.
I mean, like, I feel like, though, I don't know. I think there's no mascara that's ever going to solve my eyelash issues. Like, they're just, they're too fine. They're very pale. Like, they're just, they're not cooperative. And I need to accept it.
Yes, yes. I think eyelashes are a very tricky thing because I feel like I can go along for a long time in like a certain mascara. And then one day I'm like, this is not working for me anymore. Mm-hmm. It just seems too glumpy. It's like they're all clumped together. I'm not happy with them. You know what I mean? Like,
but you have thick eyelashes.
Well, because I use Revita Lash. This is not a paid advertisement.
I'm going to look it up right now.
I do. Listen, I swear by the Revita Lash. I know that you laugh at me and all my products, but it works. It's legit.
Is it just Revita Lash Advanced or is it?
Yeah. It's Revita Lash Advanced, and I just put, and now I just maintain. So I only use it about 3 times a week, but a tube of it will last like 6 months.
Okay, well.
And you just do a thin line across your top lashes, and it just, I mean, but it, I'm telling you, it works.
It is not inexpensive.
No, but it lasts you 6 months. And it's not like that was money I was spending on bras before today. So.
It lasts you 6 months. It gives you 6 months.
It gives you 6 months. And here's the thing. If I weren't doing that, I would be tempted to go spend money on eyelash extensions. So in the whole scheme of things.
You're saving money.
I'm saving money because the cost of a tube of Revita Lash that lasts me 6 months is the same cost as like one set of eyelash extensions would be.
Okay, so you can buy it on Amazon. And here's what I'm sitting here debating with myself. So if I were to buy it right now, it's $91.09 with Prime shipping.
That's cheap.
It is.
It's more than that at Nordstrom, I think.
Okay. Well, so I'm sitting here thinking, like, if that Amazon package comes and David says, oh, what's that?
Uh-huh.
I'm just thinking through that conversation. Well, it's something to help my eyelashes grow. Oh, okay. How much was it? It was $15.
Yes, absolutely. It was $15 and some change.
But see, he doesn't believe the $15 thing. So I always have to tell him. I would just have to say, like, you just have to trust me that it was a need.
I know. Well, I outed myself in my book, An Antelope in the Living Room. So Perry's on to me as well. So we really have a whole thing. We're all don't ask, don't tell around here for everything, both ways. Like, he doesn't ask me about my eyelash serum because he doesn't want to tell me about his camo gloves he ordered for hunting season.
Right. I gotcha.
So we just kind of both do. We assume that that must be something that we need.
Okay. That's a fine system.
Yes. Well, and here's the thing. This is what Gully tells her husband if he's like starts to get on her about beauty products or whatever. She's always like, look, you don't want to be married to some old hag. And so maybe that's what you need to tell David.
Yeah. Listen, you don't want to be married to somebody who's got some dicey eyelashes. Like, somebody married to somebody with some lush, full eyelashes.
That's exactly right. You don't want to wake up to me wrinkled looking like a frog because I don't have any eyelashes. So this money is helping our marriage. It's helping keep the spark in our marriage.
That's right. Because I can promise you, he is really studying my eyelashes.
Well, most men really are. Yeah. That's what, when they meet a woman, I can't tell you how many times. I mean, it was her eyelashes.
Her eyelashes that really
drew me in. Uh-huh. So,
okay, I'm going to think about the Revitalash. I am going to think about it.
Well, I recommend it. And here's my thing. I try a lot of different products, but I'm not always hey, here's an understatement. Yeah. I try a lot of different products. Uh-huh. But here's the thing. I don't really buy a lot of them over and over again. And that is what I will continue to buy over and over again.
Right. That's why I feel like my makeup, I've become very loyal to, like, my NARS. I love my NARS products that I use. Like, I feel like those Urban Decay things that I use, I really like. Mm-hmm. So maybe really all that's missing is some Revitalash.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm just saying it works. It works. I've got Gully to order it. It works for her. I haven't met anybody who's been disappointed with it is what I'm going to say.
Okay. Well, I've got to try it.
Well, I think you do, especially considering that you yanked out a bunch of your eyelashes. I think you owe it to them. You owe it to them to have some, to be treated well.
I owe it
for
to them
touch.
To have like one, they need one more good run before we call, yeah.
That's exactly right. I don't think you'll be disappointed.
Okay. So it worked for Gully too?
Listen, yes, it did. It totally did. And I'm going to do you one better. If you do not like it, I'm only guaranteeing this to you, not to anybody on the podcast. If you don't like it, I will buy your tube from you.
Okay. All right.
So it's a no lose proposition.
Sold and because, sold then.
Yep. Instead of ordering it next time, I'll just buy it from you.
Okay. All right.
So there you have it.
I've got to put in my Amazon password. All right. I guess I need to start to prepare myself mentally for this football game.
I know. Yeah, you got to get hydrated and all that. I know. I got to go get the girls. They're looking at me, and I think they know Stella's at the dog park. So I guess we got to head to the dog park.
Okay. Well, this was a riveting conversation, everybody.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, they got to listen to a shop for bras, and
I found some pajamas that nobody will buy. So that was really helpful.
I like those pajamas, though.
I did too. I don't think I could spend that much money on pajamas.
No, that's pretty pricey, but they did look really soft.
Yeah, not when I could go get those Cynthia Rowley bottoms at TJ Maxx for $9.99. Yeah.
Well, that's exactly it. That's the problem. So,
alrighty.
Well, y'all have a good one.
Bye, everybody.
Bye, everybody.